I want to talk more about the actual law of the splintered paddle that Kamehameha the Great in real life implemented once he united all the islands, and it was mentioned in Chief of War episode 6. If I'm being honest, and feel free to disagree with me, I think the implementation execution of the law of the splintered paddle in this show could have been better. If you're not familiar with the law of the splintered paddle, this will be my resource. My mom, who is a former Hawaiian studies teacher, sent this to me, and I was watching this latest episode with her. Also, another disclaimer, if you haven't known already and never came across any of my videos, I was born and raised in Hawaii and I am not Kanaka Maoli. However, being born and raised in Hawaii, I have learned about the history of Hawaii. This 20-page document is by the Hawaii Legal Auxiliary. In Hawaii, as you probably have seen in Chief of War, there were chiefs and commoners, the Ali'i and the Makainana. They all lived by and were governed by kapu, which is this Hawaiian code of conduct, and essentially just laws dictating what is sacred, what isn't sacred, who gets to be on top, who are the commoners, and oftentimes the ali'i, the chief, would misuse their power. A lot of it originated from the concept that ali'i were the men and women descended from the gods. And well, spoiler alert, once King Kamehameha united all of the islands, one of the first laws that he enacted was the law of the splintered paddle. Kanawai Mama Lahoe. Sincerely apologize if my pronunciation is incredibly rusty and bad. As mentioned in Chief of War, Kamehameha enacted this law to shield people from harm as they move throughout the land under his control. It was actually Kamehameha's way of saying, you have every right to defend yourself against ali'i like myself and others who may abuse their power. Essentially, it's a check and balance, and no one is above this law. And like this document says, there are many stories of how this law came about. One of the more popular stories of the origins of this law came from when Kamehameha was trying to unite all the islands, essentially conquering the other islands. And he was trying to overtake another ali'i off the coast of Puna in Hilo off the Big Island, and he ultimately failed. And his pride was wounded. Impulsively, he wanted to attack an innocent village to get back at that chief. When he was about to attack this innocent village, more specifically the fishermen, he got caught in the lava. And these two fishermen were about to attack Kamehameha, not realizing that it was Kamehameha. And they conked him on the head, hence the splintered paddle. Honestly, the fishermen could have easily taken him out at that moment, but they decided to spare him. Kamehameha survived the blow and the humiliation, but he also learned something that day, that he was lucky to be alive. The two Maka'ainana had spared him. They did not know that their attacker was the High Chief Kamehameha, yet they spared him, and he would never have done the same for them, he admitted. He also learned that he was wrong to misuse his power by attacking innocent people, even the Maka'ainana. Years later, once he united all of the islands, he ended up finding the very fishermen who attacked him. And instead of unaliving them, he ended up pardoning them and gifting them with food. What I also love about this law of the splintered paddle is that it echoes a lot of what is not happening in this country today. And that is our world leaders actually taking accountability for their actions and trying to be better for their constituents and the people that they are serving. To quote this document, just remember the lessons of the splinter paddle. Good leaders listen and learn from the Maka'ainana. Good leaders protect the innocent. Good leaders make laws that safeguard the right of the people to work and play in peace and harmony. So with that being said, why do I think that Chief of War poorly executed the mention of the law of the splinter paddle when it comes to the story that they were telling with King Kamehameha? To remind and set up the context of how the law of the splintered paddle was even brought up is that they were talking about Keoua, who, mind you, burned down one of the sacred temples, I believe, of Kamehameha, which is incredibly sacrilegious, but also that's just, he wants war. While Ka'iana wanted to respond back to what Keoua did by giving him what he wants, and that is bloodshed, Kamehameha was like, no, let's find a way to do it without bloodshed, a much more peaceful way, which I can get behind that. And that's what Kamehameha brings up, the encounter with the fisherman and how the fisherman spared his life. And from there, he was like, I actually want to enact the law of the splintered paddle now to protect all life, even Keoua's. Okay. The reason it kind of irked me in the way that they talked about the law of the splintered paddle on the show is that a big takeaway from that experience that Kamehameha learned from is that no one is above the law, and innocent people have the right to defend themselves. But it's just the way that they brought it up on the show, almost to imply that even Keoua has a right to defend himself. Which again, in comparison to how typically the splintered paddle is introduced in history, it's just odd. Because Keoua was not an innocent person. He did this unprovoked, mind you. He did something so sacrilegious in the name of unconditional faith to the gods, ironically enough. Hypocritical, even. And ultimately a very Nepal brat move, in my opinion. He felt entitled to want the God of War mantle because he is the heir to the throne. I'm making this video, I want people to understand that the Law of the Splintered Paddle, that's not how a lot of things went about. Obviously, this is a biopic, so a lot of things are heavily caveated when it comes to what actually happened in real life. But I think associating, almost conflating why Kamehameha wanted to enact this law and in association with Kiowa is not completely true too. And I think it undermines Kamehameha as a very complex person and how in many ways he was a great leader, and a lot of it had to do with how he came about this specific law. Not just because he thinks that Kiowa deserves to live, it's because he thinks all of his people under his rule deserve to live and defend themselves. Aside from that, I think Chief of War is incredible so far, but I just wanted to add that extra layer of caveat and context when watching a show that's based on historical events.